Chris and Kira
on 2FM.
Joining us in the studio is a wonderful gentleman by the name of Brian M. Lloyd. Let's give him a round of applause and let's get rowdy in here for him. Well, of course, every week Brian comes in. I love this because Brian comes in and he is our resident film director, film critic, movie reviewer, journalist. He works for entertainment.ie. You can see him as well at all of the film premieres. He gets to see films before us peasants get to go anywhere near them. Brian has already seen them and he knows what's going on. And he comes in every week. He has film news for us, film gossip, the latest film releases and reviews and stuff. But of course, I suppose one sad thing, which of course happened in the world of films during the week, is the passing of Robin Williams, which is very tragic. I actually remember it was Monday night. I'm saying it like it was 10 years ago, but it was Monday night, and I remember Brian was on my Gmail chat. So I just Gmailed him and I was like, oh man, because Brian I knew would get it, you know, knew he'd feel my pain, and you know, it was sad, but hey, look, there you go.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's
horrific.
Like, I mean, it's, you know, and there's like, you're hearing all these great stories and anecdotes are coming out about him. Like, I don't know if you heard this one, that when Steven Spielberg was directing Schindler's List.
Yeah, which is a horrible film about the Holocaust.
Yeah, about the Holocaust, and just really, really depressing film. But seemingly Steven Spielberg, at the end of every scene, at the end of every day, he'd call up Robin Williams and just have a chat with him. Then Robin Williams would kind of crack a
and
few
just
jokes.
Just make me laugh, basically.
And just basically make him laugh, you know?
Wow, there you go.
And then there was that other one about Christopher Reeve. He was college roommates with him. And we all know that Christopher Reeve had that really terrible accident that paralyzed him. And I think it was like the first operation he was having done. And this man came into the ward, you know, with big, huge beard on, and walked up to him. And he said, yeah, hi, I'm your proctologist. I'm here to do your rectal exam before you go into the surgery.
Yeah.
Christopher Reeve was like, okay. And man started like fussing around him all this and trying to stick his finger up his whatever.
Yeah.
Basically turned out it was Robin Williams into just like giving him a little laugh, trying to cheer him up before he went in for his big surgery.
Good
so that was
Lord.
The kind of man he was.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Terrible.
But there you go.
Terrible
hey, look, I'll tell you what. Brian is here because every week he comes in and he gets to tell us about all of the goss, all the haps that are going on in the film world. And he gets to go to the premieres all the time. Now, Brian, was there any premieres this week or what's going on?
There was the premiere of Expendables 3.
Expendables 3?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you. Big franchise.
Big franchise. Yes. Have either of you seen the first two?
No, I haven't. Kira,
remind
have you?
Me.
It was one with Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let me see if I can get
this
right.
There's a third one.
Now, let me see if I'm actually going to see if I can get through the whole cast, right? Because the
two
cast
of those
is
films weren't enough, were they?
No, there was a third one. Okay, right. So there's Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Dolph Lundgren, Wesley Snipes, Antonio Banderas, Harrison Ford, Jet Li, Jason Statham, Randy Couture, Terry Crews, Kellen Lutz.
It's some cast.
Oh, Mel Gibson. Jesus, Mel Gibson. I forgot. He's like the baddie in this. There's another one there now and I can't remember. But basically what it's made up of is 80s action stars.
Okay.
What is the plot of this film?
The plot of this film is as follows. Mel Gibson was a former Expendables. The Expendables, by the way, in case you don't know, are this mercenary company that go around just blowing up certain parts of the world.
Fair enough.
They do that.
Yeah, okay.
They're led by Sylvester Stallone. Mel Gibson was a former Expendables and they thought they killed him because he went rogue. But it turns out he's been living in like the Middle East as an arms dealer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Indeed. So it's up to the Expendables to take him down, but That's the plot of this film. But what happens is that when he initially tries to take him down, it goes horribly, horribibly wrong. And one of them gets shot up pretty bad.
Oh, no.
So Sylvester Stallone goes off and gets a lot of young kids who are completely inexperienced. Like one of them is a bouncer, apparently. Because, you know, they can be dropped into war zones.
Sure, yeah.
If you're like, if you bounce in a nightclub, you can totally be dropped into a war zone.
Send you over to Kosovo.
Oh, yeah, send you over to Kosovo and just like blow the crap out of
everybody. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because that works.
Yes.
And he's got to take down Mel Gibson, who plays an evil arms dealer.
Oh, no.
And like, okay, right. The thing that this film is that it is purposely cheesy. It is purposely like just like really hammy dialogue and really terrible lines. And like some of the explosions look like Sharknado bad. And it's a lot of fun.
So it's self-aware?
Completely self-aware.
Okay, fair enough.
Completely self-aware.
And what would you give it out of 10?
I would give it a 5 out of 10.
Oh dear. Okay.
Now, the problem with that is that like the first two were like 18s. So, like, they were pretty violent, pretty, you know, full on. Whereas this is, like, 12A.
Do they do that so that more people go see it?
Yeah, but you see, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Anybody who's listening who's 12 years of age probably doesn't get the whole significance of Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone. Like, they didn't grow up in, like, Rambo or Terminator. So,
sure.
Like, they're not going to care or know.
Right, I get you. Any 12-year-old isn't going to care that Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it. Because he doesn't know either way. It's people our age who know that Arnold Schwarzenegger... Yeah, yeah.
Like, and Mel Gibson.
And Mel Gibson,
and Sylvester Stallone.
And Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
And Harrison Ford.
And Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
That's a huge cast. And like, you're still only giving it 5 out of 10.
It's like, okay, right. Look,
is there any nudity in it?
There is no nudity in it. Because it's 12A. Like, that's what
that's
I'm saying.
Ridiculous.
It's 12A.
Should have been nudity.
Yeah.
And is it, so it's not that even that particularly violent, probably, if it's 12s.
No, it's just, it's really like A-Team, where it's in like, there's an explosion, but everyone lands on their back. You know, like, you ever watch like the old A-Team?
Yes, yeah, yeah,
and like,
yeah.
There'd be an explosion and the car would flip
and
over.
Slip under and, like,
and everyone would kind of walk away from it like, oh, my back!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, they're not dead. Like, even though there was a massive explosion and the car like did a somersault in the air, but they all managed to walk
they're
away
still
from
relatively
it.
All right. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh, damn you, shake harder kind of thing.
So you didn't really feel it. I mean, if you're giving it a 5 out of 10, it obviously wasn't really your thing.
No, but and that's what I'm saying. I really liked the first two because they were like proper violent and stuff.
But this
not
one...
that I need violence to like...
No,
film.
Sure, but it would... certainly add to it a little
bit.
All right. Well, so 5 out of 10, not great. No nudity either. But would you go see it or would you say no? Would you give
no,
it a
I'd
miss?
Go see Guardians of the Galaxy. That's still in cinemas. Go
so
see
you're okay. saying if I'm going to the cinema this weekend and I'm faced with The Expendables 3 or Guardians of the Galaxy,
go
you're
for
saying,
Guardian.
All right.
Go for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, I will do that. I trust Brian Keir. He always knows what's going on when it comes to films. Well, there you go. Not a great day at the office for Expendables 3. All right. Well, look, fair enough. Nonetheless, you know what, Brian? Also, before we do the film quiz, I haven't even given you your intro this evening. So let's listen to Ralph serenade Brian M. Lloyd. Now we can begin. Now, Brian comes in every week. He reviews films for us, as you see, but as well as that, he also does the film quiz with us. Now, Brian, I have loved this recently. I think Kira and I, we have both been such gracious opponents of each other as well. Be fair, there's been no complaints out of us, and it's been wonderful. So, Brian, how is the film quiz going to work this week?
Well, I have 3 audio clips each.
Yes.
So I need you to buzz in with the name of the film, the name of the actor, or the name of the film. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
The name of the character.
Name of the character, name of the actor, name of the film. Need one of those three.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, that's nice and broad. I can feel that. Now, Brian, you are the quiz master. Who would you like to go first this evening, Kira or me?
Chris, you can go first.
All right, then. Well, 3 clips for me, 3 for Kira. Let's hear my first clip. Will I know this or will I not? Let's have a listen.
What are you? No!
Oh,
no!
This is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Oh!
Where do I sleep?
Okay, I actually don't know the film. I know it's Eddie Murphy.
You know the film.
Is it Shrek? Probably not Shrek. I'm going to say it's Eddie Murphy. I'm not even giving an answer on anything else because I'm not sure of the film.
Give the name of the film.
What are you? No!
Oh,
no!
This is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Okay, it probably is Shrek.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy and Shrek. All right. Now, let's hear my second clip. I mean, I'm off to an okay start.
Every magic trick consists of 3 parts or acts.
Oh.
The first part is called the pledge.
Yes.
The magician shows you something ordinary. The second act is called the turn. The magician takes the ordinary something and makes it into something extraordinary. But you wouldn't clap yet, because making something disappear isn't enough. You have to bring it back.
Oh, wonderful. His voice is awesome.
Isn't it so like iconic?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Michael Caine, The Prestige, I think.
Well done, Chris.
Okay, have you seen The Prestige?
No, I haven't.
Oh, brilliant.
My God.
Oh, you will love it.
Brian,
you
like The Prestige?
I love
it. My God, me like soulmates. Oh, my God.
Let's run away together.
Yeah, let's elope. Let's just leave all this here behind.
Come to negotiate, eh? Have you slimy git? Look what I got. I got a jar of dirt. I got a jar of dirt. And guess what's inside it?
Enough.
Oh.
Come to negotiate, eh? Have you slimy git?
I have no idea.
I got a jar.
Monty Python or something.
I'm not sure.
It what sounds like it. Monty Python. I don't know. But anyway, I mean, Monty Python, but I won't. You know what? Even if it is Monty Python, that was a terrible guess on my part and very broad. So I'm not even sure if I would accept a point for that. But anyway, there you go. I think I got all right. I think I'm going to do 2 out of 3 here, which isn't bad. Kira, I mean, you need to have a listen to these, Kira, and you need to up your game now. You know, unfortunately, you're going in with a big challenge. Here's clip number 1 for Kira.
Dog must have had it. Now, then, let's have a look, shall we?
Oh, okay.
Tony? What? Look in the dog.
You mean look in the dog?
I mean open him up.
Eating a baked beans? What do you mean open him up?
You know what I mean. That's a bit strong, isn't it?
What do you think, here?
Is it Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, or is it the second one? Oh, I can't think. And is that the guy that plays Ross Geller's father in Friends? Oh, shit, I'm all over the place. Is that Jason Statham?
You're close.
There's a voice here at the end, Kira.
Is it Vinnie Jones?
Kira, listen.
That's a bit strong, isn't it?
Is that Vinnie Jones?
Are you going to say Vinnie Jones?
That's a bit strong, isn't it?
I'm going to say Vinnie Jones, but what was the second movie that he did? Not Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, the next one.
Well, Kira, you are on the spot here.
I'm going to say Vinnie Jones.
Okay.
Well, here's clip number 2 for Kira.
I have a plan. You've got a plan. Yes. First of all, you're copying me from when I said I had a plan.
No, I'm not. People say that all the time. It's not that unique of a thing to say.
Secondly, I don't even believe you have a plan.
I have part of a plan.
What percentage of a plan do you have?
You don't get to ask questions after the nonsense you pulled on Nowhere.
I just saved Quill.
We've already established that you destroying the ship that I'm on is not saving me.
When did we establish?
Like 3 seconds ago.
No, I wasn't listening. I was thinking of something else.
Kira, any ideas?
No, I wouldn't expect it to, because that's like very, very recent. Like that's literally still in the cinemas.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So like,
how do you have audio of it then, Brent?
Because there was clips online.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know. I haven't a clue.
Kira,
the Avengers. I haven't a shit clue. No.
A shit clue. Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Which is like the worst kind of clue.
Yeah.
And like somebody was saying, like last week's was like the higher English. So like I'm setting like, you know, I think I'm setting like ordinary level.
You think this is
you
ordinary,
think
level?
Ordinary level?
It's just not ordinary level.
I wouldn't.
What sort of leaving cert did you do?
I recognize one guy's voice. This guy here.
When did we establish?
Like 3 seconds ago.
When he says that.
I wasn't listening.
I think I know who that is. Oh, Kira.
I wasn't listening to what you were saying.
All right, well, Kira, here's clip number 3 for you.
I know that's a fact.
No, man, no, man, I'll tell you. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Kira, any ideas?
No idea.
Nothing?
Right. No. Nope. Nothing from Kira this evening.
Do you want to try it again?
No. Bad night for Kira.
Wow.
Poor Kira. I can hear the defeat from here. Unfortunate.
I thought these were quite easy. I feel bad now,
Brian.
I felt bad, like, because like everyone was saying, like, people were giving it on Twitter.
Brian gave me a film from 1958 last
that
week.
That is true.
Okay, so, I did do that, but like I thought, like, it was a pretty iconic.
There's
one.
There's probably people screaming at the radio.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
now.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, look, all right, look, Brian, I love it when you do this. Yes, indeed, Emily Sandy with Heaven here on 2FM. I'm pretty sure I've even said this before, but when I'm with Brian M. Lloyd, I'm in heaven.
It feels like heaven here, Chris.
It's mutual. It's beautiful.
It's lovely.
Hey,
it's
tell you what. A friend of the show and film director, film critic, journalist, and of course, editor on Entertainment Daddy, Brian M. Lloyd is here with us. It's very exciting.
I'm not the editor.
You're weekend editor,
A weekend
you?
Editor, yeah, but my boss might be listening in.
Okay,
I don't want to think I'm covered.
Sorry. Brian told me he has eyes on that job.
The head of RTE is in studio with us, Brian M. Lloyd.
Hey! The director general of RTE.
Hello.
Hi. Look, I tell you what. You know what? It is exciting. Of course, weekend editor of Entertainment Daily. Excuse me. Apologies, Brian. Brian is here, and we are reviewing films. We're having good fun, and we're playing the movie quiz. Now, Brian, before we do anything, let me play you your theme song again,
cool.
Because I didn't play it at the start, and we're playing it now. Come on, Ralph. There we we go. Ralph really is so likable, isn't
me
he?
Me fail English? That's impossible.
That is impossible. Super oh, Nintendo God, Chalmers.
Simpson quotes again.
Kieran, do you not have Simpsons quotes? Like, is this not something
I was actually
know?
Thinking of one
Eat
when I came
shorts.
In. I was thinking of one when I came in. Do you remember that one when Marge was like reading her book, her dirty book, and she was all like, "The seas are wild and beautiful, much like your bountiful bosoms, milady."
Yeah, that was awesome. And he kind of jiggles her bosoms.
He jiggles,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does, really? Kieran. Yeah.
And then like the sax comes in, he's all like, "Oh no, now I'm completely out of the mood."
It's when Lisa is playing her saxophone and it's ruining Marge's fantasy.
Okay.
It's wonderful, dear.
Your bountiful bosoms, milady.
Well, we all
and then
have...
there was Nightboat as well. Remember that?
Brian!
Faster, Nightboat! We've got to catch those starfish poachers!
Brian, we have to do the film quiz, all right? Okay. Stop you getting excited over there. I understand you want to share all your favorite Simpsons quotes with us, but there's
What's
important...
What's your favorite?
You probably, "Hey, fun boys, get a room." That is pretty cool. That is probably my favorite.
Get the room!
But look, Brian, you are here because, of course, as well as doing Simpsons quotes, we also do the film quiz every week. We do movie reviews. Now, Brian, what premiere did you see this week? That's out on Friday.
Yeah, it's out this Friday. It is Expendables 3. It is the 80s actions movie stars mess around with younger actors. Not as good as the first, who I didn't think so, but if you're into kind of brainless action, I guess it's a bit fun. 5 out of 10. If Guardians of the Galaxy is on, go see that.
Well, there you go. Better. I mean, look, okay. Brian's telling you exactly what the story is there. Now, Brian also does the film quiz with us every week, where he gives us each 3 pieces of audio. We have to try to identify the film or the actor or, you know, the character that's playing them. Now, it was an interesting week because let's have a listen and because I'm dying to know actually what some of these were. So I got 3 clips and Kira got 3 clips. This was my first clip.
What are you? No!
Oh,
no!
This is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning... I'm making waffles.
Yes, of course, Eddie Murphy as the donkey in Shrek. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Right, there we go. Here is my second clip.
Every magic trick consists of 3 parts or acts. The first part is called the pledge. The magician shows you something ordinary. The second act.
Anyway, it's Michael Caine in The Prestige.
Correct.
There we go.
Well done.
That is some film, in fairness. Mm. And clip number 3 for me was this.
Come to negotiate, eh? Have you slimy git? Look what I got. I got a jar of dirt. I got a jar of dirt.
I have no idea what that is.
It wasn't one of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Correct.
Damn it.
Really? Yeah.
So that was Johnny Depp.
That was Johnny Depp. That was Captain Jack Sparrow.
I actually thought that, and then I was like, no, that doesn't sound like Johnny
Depp. None of you not remember like the remix? The I got a jar of dirt. I got a jar of dirt.
Yes, actually, now that you mention it. Was that which part? You don't know which Pirates of the Caribbean? It doesn't matter.
That was the third one, I think.
I saw the first one, and it was actually really good. But
it's actually okay, yeah.
There you go. That's me not knowing Johnny Depp. Evidently, he would be very sad to hear that. Kira, what is here is your first clip. Did we?
The dog must have had it. Now then, let's have a look, shall we? Tony? What? Look in the dog. You mean look in the dog?
Anyway.
I think I suffer from something called delayed reaction. Mm-hmm. And I have actually noticed this in many elements and situations in my life where I don't get something until maybe a couple of weeks, months, years later.
I was going to ask you. Yeah.
I listened to the movie clip a second time. Oh, yeah. And there I get it.
What is it?
It's Snatch.
Yeah.
Vinny Jones.
Does this there happen with men when you're out and they're all like, he was totally hitting on me? I just realized that now.
Completely.
Oh, God. Well, Kira, do you want to look? We'll give that
to
Kira.
Like, it could be like Christmas Day and I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait a second.
Those women were in the nip.
Exactly. All right, so Kira, we'll say that was Snatch and Vinnie Jones. I mean, you did get that.
Well, I got Vinnie Jones.
Yeah, no, yes, you got it. Yeah, no, that's a point. Okay. Yes, you got it, yeah.
And that's about it, guys, I'd say.
Here is clip number 3.
I know that's a fact. No, man. No, man, I tell you. Man. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Kira?
Oh, God. It's not Dave Franco or James Franco.
No.
It sounded. I thought it was James Franco. Yeah.
I have no clue.
It was Matthew McConaughey. In Dazed and Confused.
I knew it was Dazed and Confused.
You know, like, all right.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was it, yeah.
Well, then I got 2, Kira got 1. Neither of us exactly on a clean winning streak. That was it?
No.
There was another clip.
Was there?
Another
one, yeah.
Sorry.
That was the final one.
I have a plan.
Yes.
You've got a plan.
Apologies.
Yes.
Let's just first see how of wrong all, I was. You know, we might as well go whole hog, Chris.
Oh, yeah, let's.
You're copying me from when I said I had a plan. No, I'm not. People say that all the time. It's not that unique of a thing to say. Secondly, I don't even believe you have a...
Is that Seth Rogen, by the way?
Do you want me to ruin it?
Oh, no, I was a
I have...
part of a plan.
What percentage of a plan do you have?
You don't get to ask questions after the nonsense you pulled on Nowhere.
I just saved...
What is it?
Guardians of the Galaxy. She said that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
so
God.
We have a tiebreaker.
We have a tiebreaker.
Oh, my God.
I have to say, this is unexpected. Because I literally thought I had lost.
I thought Kira had done brutally there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kira, I'm not going to lie. Like, you were just talking, like, is it Guardians of the Galaxy? I don't know. And you were like, yeah, that's
wow. All right.
God,
well, Kira.
Haven't seen it.
God damn it, I'm good.
Everything is in there now. Akira, it's all still to play for. This is like, it's gone to penalties. We thought Kira was a washout. Obviously,
penalties.
Obviously, she is not. Mm-hmm. And now everything is to play for. Brian, how are we going to do the tiebreaker?
Okay, here's the tiebreaker.
Oh, shit.
Okay, it is a music round.
Oh!
Music tiebreaker.
So basically, the person who gets it first says Kira or Chris.
Yeah, you need to buzz in with your name and then give me the name of the film.
Okay. I'm so bad at these music tiebreakers.
Kira, are you ready?
Oh, I'm not really, but go on.
Oh, here we go. Chris! Oh my God, I don't know it.
Come on!
Keep it playing. Jesus! What film is this from?
Come on. Oh yeah. Get into it.
Brian's dancing, and I wish I had the happiness to dance, but I don't know. Okay, this is... Yes, I like this, so I'm just going to start dancing anyway. Kira, are you happy to call it a draw? Because I don't know what this is.
I don't know what
it is. Let's all just dance.
Let's get nude.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
that's the power of love.
What?
Put your pants back on.
Oh, Kira, stop it. You love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Get into it.
Brian, take your clothes off.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's do it.
I think I might get what this is once the chorus comes.
Yeah, come on.
I think I'm going to get it when the chorus comes.
Maybe
I'll get it. Maybe I'll
get it. Buzz in whenever.
Yeah, this is it. I know this.
Don't need credit cards to ride this train.
Okay. Brian, who is it? What is it? What's the movie?
Anybody?
Nah, I'm done.
Nobody?
No. I'm spent.
Back to the Future. The Power of Love.
Damn it.
Power of Love.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Power of Love from Back to the Future. Huey Lewis in the News.
Who, Huey Lewis in the News?
Huey Lewis in the News.
Yes. Is Huey Lewis in the News also the band that...
American Psycho?
Yes.
And I was going to play that one as well. And I was like, is that one too obscure? I thought this one was like more...
Well, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Kira, there you go. I mean,
a
draw this evening. And it looks like you had it all lost. Well, I tell you what, not at all. But anyway, Brian M. Lloyd is, of course, on Twitter, at Brian M. Lloyd. Did I give out his Twitter earlier? I don't know if I did. At Brian M. Lloyd. At Brian M. Lloyd. I'll say it again till it loses all meaning. At Brian M. Lloyd. Brian, thank you for coming in. Let's all sing. Let's all get nude. In fact, actually, let's play Brian's theme song as the outro. I mean, we have to do this. Now let's listen to some more Huey Lewis and the News.
Chris and Kira
on 2FM.